As employers, we've all had an employee who has a lateness problem. Whether it's them being sporadically late, or that lateness becomes more chronic, or, heaven forbid, somebody who just doesn't return from a scheduled period of leave. Like, for example, the Birmingham teacher who recently lost at tribunal because she'd got her dates confused over term time and hadn't come back. Unfortunately, 2 years ago, I found myself in a similar situation when the friend I was travelling with went and broke her ankle at the end of our holiday. That was not a fun phone call, having to tell my boss that I wasn't going to be returning to work on Monday as I was stuck in a hospital in Crete. Fortunately, in my situation, I had an understanding boss, but I also had a really good lateness policy with information on what I should do and who I should call, and I also had some good old-fashioned common sense. If you don't have a lateness policy, putting one together doesn't have to be difficult. It doesn't have to be complex either. It can take a very simple common sense approach. Now, if somebody does have a problem, the first step is always to try and talk to them. Find out why exactly it is they're late. Has something different gone on with their schedule? Is it something to do with childcare or somebody else that they might be needing to look after? Has something gone on with the buses, the trains? Or do they just have a love-hate relationship with their alarm? They're a bit of a snooze lover. Well, once you've spoken with them, very often that will actually resolve the issue. If somebody knows that you've got an eye on it and you're trying to help them, then the carrot approach will often help resolve the situation. When you're talking to them, you can always ask, how can I help? Does somebody need to temporarily change their hours, or do they need more of a permanent flexible working request? Do they just need some coaching and counselling on timekeeping? Or does it actually need to be more of the stick approach, performance management or a disciplinary? Now, another reason they could be late could be tied into transport. Remember the buses and the trains I mentioned earlier? Well, as you probably know, Southern Trains at the moment are experiencing serious issues, having rescheduled a lot of their service, and some people experiencing five-hour commutes on something that would normally only take them an hour. East Coast Main Line have also recently announced that they're going to be hit by strikes as well. So, what can you do in this situation? Does your lateness policy actually cover it? If it's going to be a published dispute, then talk to the team in advance, see who it's going to affect and try and work round it. Do you need people to work from home on certain days? Will your systems allow you to do that? Can they work remotely? Is something cloud-based? Another thing you might want to consider is actually putting something like this into your company's crisis plan. Factor it in just like you would bad weather or epidemics. If your company is experiencing a problem like this with lateness, then maybe the team at HR180 can help. Give us a call today.